From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. vows to ramp up military pressure on the Islamic State. The U.S. says it's stepping up attacks against Islamic State or ISIL targets in both Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter telling U.S. lawmakers Tuesday there could be more raids like the one last week in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of dozens of hostages in Iraq, and he promised more airstrikes.
From the skies above, we expect to intensify our air campaign, including with additional U.S. and coalition aircraft, to target ISIL with a higher and heavier rate of strikes. This will include more strikes against ISIL high-value targets as our intelligence improves. Also, its oil enterprise, which is a critical pillar of ISIL's financial infrastructure.
President Obama has so far ruled out the use of U.S. ground troops, but Senator John McCain says vigorous military engagement provides leverage in diplomacy.
There can be no diplomatic solution without leverage, and there is a clear military dimension to this problem.
Mr. McCain said Russia is moving into Syria while the U.S. is now moving out of the way. The chairman of Tanzania's main opposition party said Tuesday he does not recognize results announced so far in the country's election because of what he called widespread rigging. Freedom Mbo is chairman of the Chagema party.
We've been following with keen interest the tallying and adding up of the votes that is being conducted by the National Electoral Commission. And we as Chadema, our candidate and our partners in the UKAWA coalition, are concerned that the figures that are being given out by the National Electoral Commission are not the figures that have been collected by our polling agents for the country.
Chadema widely seen as giving the ruling CCM party the toughest fight since independence in 1961. Final results due out Thursday. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says Iran is expected to be invited to key meetings about Syria's political future that will take place in Vienna later this week. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The secretary wants to encourage these kinds of conversations and discussions as we continue to look for solutions to what is a difficult political situation in Syria, and a transition that can be enduring and lasting and lead to a better government for the Syrian people. In looking for different multilateral settings and for the right key partners to be present, we do expect, in this case, that Iran will be invited to participate.
During meetings scheduled Thursday and Friday, the U.S. and other world powers will focus on solutions to what Kirby described as a difficult political situation in Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry will lead the U.S. delegation. Attendance by Tehran could mark a shift for the U.S. and other Western powers that have sought to limit engagement on issues beyond the Iran nuclear agreement reached in July. Meanwhile, the Iranian state-run IRNA news agency, quoting a foreign ministry spokeswoman, urged the U.S. to stop, quote, supporting the policy of nurturing terrorists, in apparent reference to the moderate Syrian opposition. Rescuers are working to reach remote areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan, rocked by Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake that's killed more than 300, injured thousands more. The quake struck northern Afghanistan's sparsely populated Badakhshan province. In Pakistan, military-led rescue teams have been busy evacuating the injured and bringing emergency aid to victims. Aid officials say assistance will take time. The United States Tuesday condemned what it called last week's horrific and indiscriminate attacks in northeast Nigeria, carried out by the Islamic State, the Islamic group Boko Haram, has killed more than 60 people. The bombings occurred at the newly built Jambutu Mosque in Yola, the capital of Adamawa State, and a neighborhood mosque in Maiduguri in Borno State, as well as other locations in that city. Many of the attackers used in those incidents were women and children. Israel has sentenced a radical Islamic preacher to nearly a year in prison and for inciting Palestinians to riot in the East Jerusalem holy site at the center of recent violence. Sheikh Raheed Saleh heads a branch of the group Islamic Movement. His lawyer promises an appeal. He was convicted in March 2007 for a speech in which he called for a Palestinian uprising over rules governing the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the holy site Jews revere as the Temple Mount. A helicopter carrying members of Libya's Tripoli-based Islamist government was shot down Tuesday, killing at least a dozen people. The helicopter took off from Tripoli, crashed into the sea west of Al-Maya. The North African country is currently split between the Islamist administration that seized Tripoli and the internationally recognized parliament that fled east to Tobruk. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.